Despite economic uncertainty, it's clear that natural gas customers will get a break with heating bills this winter. In some areas of the country, natural gas prices could be nearly half what they were last winter. The price is down largely because production is up, and the slowing economy has crippled industrial demand. Minnesota Public Radio's Mark Sedeklik reports.
In many places around the country, it's already cold enough that people have begun firing up their furnaces. In St. Paul, Minnesota, Jim McCabe, sitting in his living room wearing a sweater, says he waited as long as he could to start heating his three-bedroom house this fall. Like millions of Americans, last winter's spike in natural gas prices hit McCabe hard. Some of the retired 72-year-old's monthly heating bills topped $400.
I cut everything to the bone.
To survive on his $1,100 monthly pension, McCabe turned to a government-funded heating assistance program. He's cautiously optimistic he'll be better able to afford this winter's heating bills.
I'm just trying to get back on my feet as far as things like light bulbs and that sort of thing to put things back in order.
Natural gas prices reached record highs last winter because industrial demand was strong, gas inventories were low, and record cold around the country during November and December sent household demand soaring. Now it's all different, Natural Gas Supply Association President Skip Horvath.
The market is different just because the economy is so different from the way it was a year ago.
Weakening industrial demand further softened after September's terrorist attacks. Gas, which would have been used by industry, has been filling up storage, and forecasters are predicting normal weather conditions this winter. Xcel Energy Supervisor of Personal Accounts, Pat Boland, says his company's customers could see as much as a 45% reduction in heating bills.
This is going to be very welcome news, and to be very honest, there is a number of customers that are still trying to catch up from last year.
Boland says thousands of Xcel's customers are still paying off last winter's bills. The Energy Information Administration says nationally, natural gas prices will likely be down about 30% over last winter. And because almost all of the natural gas used in the United States comes from North America, the war on terrorism is not expected to affect the price. The federal government deregulated natural gas production a little more than 10 years ago. Accordingly, the price of the fuel is totally dependent on market forces. When the prices are higher, production increases. When they decline, drilling contracts as well. That's already happening, and Skip Horvath from the Industry's Supply Association says if and when industrial demand recovers, the price of natural gas could go up significantly again.
That is a real possibility. To the extent that the economy recovers, I believe you'll see natural gas prices may follow along.
But at least for now, homeowners can expect a big break this winter. In the Midwest, according to the Energy Information Administration, an average savings of more than $300. For NPR News, I'm Mark Sedeklik in St. Paul.